We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Look alive! It's showtime!
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1.
Chuck and Winkler, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We are live, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, for the last day. This is the final day of our 13th annual charity toy drive to benefit Children's Wisconsin, Robin's Nest, and more. We just want to make sure kids can have toys throughout the holidays and throughout the entire year, and we need you. We need you to come on out here today. It's the final day. I know you guys have been listening to some of the great interviews we've had this week here on site. We've got more today. Zora Stevenson, Bucks sideline reporter. She'll be here at 8 o'clock. David Stearns was here last night. You can catch that on the radio.com app. So there's been a lot of fun down here, but we also are down here because we need donations, and this is the final day to do that. So when you've been listening and you think, I'll go the next day, I'll go the next day, there is no next day. We absolutely need you here today, whether it's toy donations, cash donations. You can even use your card. We've got dip jars. Chuck, this is it, and we need you.
This is game 162 right here. This is game 7 of the finals, man. And you and I were at Blaine's in Waukesha last night. Had a great turnout last night. A lot of listeners. We had listeners coming from Holy Hill. We had some from Western Waukesha County. But, yeah, you said it, man. Today is the day. Blaine's is going to open up at 7 o'clock. If you want to get here right around then, you can go in and buy some toys and bring them out. We got the dip jars going, and we'll be here, you and I, until 10 o'clock, and the rest of the guys here till 6 this afternoon.
It was a great night last night. Ben with Triple B Construction out of Waukesha came by, $500 check last night at the Waukesha satellite toy drive that we had. But it's all Oak Creek today, and we absolutely do need you, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek.
And we'd love to meet you, too. And that's the great thing. Like when we were at Blaine's and Waukesha last night, just hearing how the stories, and I'm always intrigued about how and when people are and what they're doing when they listen to us. Some guys are just saying, yeah, they're driving in their car and they're working their construction job. I think him last night, I said, when do you start listening? He goes, 5 a.m. right away. I got the radio on. I get my car, 5 a.m. I'm tuning you guys all morning long.
We had Bill down there. He was down there with his kids for the 9th year in a row. We had Wes from Butler, who brought a lot of new toys, and then also a Jeff Blake 1997 starting lineup. So that was fun to see.
We should auction that one off.
I know. Dude, $500 for the Jeff Blake. No, I'm just kidding. But a great time last night, and we're still continuing that today. Again, 6th and Rawson, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. We'll get to a lot more of that. We do need you guys today. We've got to make sure that we keep on pace. A little behind the years of last year and the year before that, and we've broken the record every year. So we need you. We absolutely do need you, 6th and Rawson, in Oak Creek. Last night, interesting game. We've got the Packers and Redskins coming up on Sunday. And this is a game where we think, all right, this should be no problem for the Packers. Some of you guys with your predictions already with Ryan Horvath this morning saying, maybe close. But I think for the most part, 99.9% of us are going to expect the Packers to win this football game. Dallas Cowboys fans thought they were going to tune into a win last night, and they thought they were going to see a victory, but they did not. The Chicago Bears at home beating the Cowboys 31-24 last night. Mitch Trubisky, 3 touchdowns in the air and another one on the ground. What happened to the Chicago Bears and Mitch Trubisky?
You know, it's funny because you and I, off the air last night at the toy drive, you kind of asked me, who do I like? And you and I both kind of agreed, yeah, kind of like the Bears last night to win that game. They were getting 3 points at home. And, he had 3 touchdown passes. He also ran for a score, and I thought he was fantastic. And again, this goes back to what I said before about him or any other younger quarterback. Can't give up on the guy just yet, but he's doing enough. He made this push last year at this time of the year, too. I thought it was You know, there was a Trubisky fest down there. And I think right now, the fact that he's got them winning, and is it now a three-team race once again in the division? I still say it's Minnesota and Green Bay. But, you know, Chicago has made things interesting. You know, they had that losing streak, that seven-game losing streak. Now they got, they've won four of their last five. They're 7-6 after dropping the four games in a row. And, you know, they're back in the wild card chase at least.
The Bears, yeah, 7-6, game behind or game and a half behind the Vikings at this point. But the problem with the NFL right now, and I don't think it's a problem. I'm totally in for the divisions, and I think there is something to winning your division, no matter what the record is. But the Bears win last night, and they're 7-6, and the Cowboys lose, and they're 6-7. But the Cowboys would still be in the playoffs because they'd win the NFC East at this point. Cowboys, from what I understand, just need to win against the Eagles and then maybe one other game and they're in. They just need 8 wins to get in because the Eagles are 5-7, Cowboys are 6-7. So Cowboys, I mean, they could get in at 7-9, and then you're going to have the Niners or the Saints or the Seahawks or whoever go to Dallas, and everybody will be upset about that. But geez, I'd love to play this Dallas team right now. They just lost 3 in a row. Granted, they lost to the Patriots and then the Bills and now the Bears last night, but when you let Mitch Trubisky get 3 touchdowns on you and then the rushing score, I've said in the past I think there's a good quarterback in Mitch Trubisky. I think last night, though, what he did is just he took what the defense gave them. And so the Packers are a team that allowed Daniel Jones to do that too. Mitch Trubisky, I think, he's good enough. If you're going to let him throw it over the middle and throw it to the end zone and run for a little bit, I mean, Mitch Trubisky's not, you know, he's not stupid. He's not great. I don't even know if he's good. But if you let him throw it down the middle for 15 yards, he'll throw it down the middle for 15 yards. And so you have to defend this guy. Cowboys didn't even seem interested in doing that.
And you have to honor his legs, too. And they play the Packers coming up a week from Sunday with their next game.
And we'll be live in Kenosha next Friday at Rock Bowl 1.
So all of a sudden, you know, maybe that game's got some, not only for the Packers, but maybe the Bears. I thought maybe a few weeks ago, the Bears might be playing for nothing at that point. But, you know, certainly with winning 4 or 5 and moving over the 500 mark, the Bears are, you know, they're clinging to their hopes of making it in the wild card and making the team, people feel a little bit better about the team going into next year. You know, as far as Dallas is concerned, how about that? Dallas could get into the playoffs. They could host a first-round playoff game by winning their division. They could find themselves actually in the divisional championship and then firing their coach the next day after they lose.
Or even after they win. God, who knows?
I mean,
with Jerry Jones, I mean, they could be the first team to ever make a coaching change in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they look so bad. Remember they got off to that 3-0 start early in the season, and I was like, man, this is going to be the Cowboys. They're the team to beat. The Packers beat them. The Orleans beat them then after that 3-0 start, and then they've just looked terrible. They didn't look good on Thanksgiving. I thought they looked horrible playing in the snow in New England before that. And then last night they get down and, you know, they score the touchdown to close within 23-13 or 24-13. And then it was the Bears sealing it off and winning the game. And I thought Chicago, I thought maybe, you know, Dallas might sneak back into that game. But, you know, credit the Bears for at home winning that game last night, getting back in this race.
Last night's result, does it make you more nervous about, I mean, just looking ahead, Packers-Bears next week?
Again, a few weeks ago, I thought, Bart, when I looked at Packers and Bears, you know, on December 15th, I was like, oh, Bears are, we'll have, no, who's going to be quarterbacking? Are they going to try somebody else? Is Trubisky going to be the guy? What are they going to be doing? But it looks like, you know, that game's going to mean a lot for the Bears and, of course, Green Bay. There's going to be a lot on the line in that game next week.
It's in Lambeau. I mean, I don't know. It's a nice win for the Bears last night, but the Cowboys are a disaster.
Well, I'm not taking that game for granted, just like this game against the Skins this Sunday. A few weeks ago, I would have said the same thing about Washington. Well, Washington's got nothing to play for. And technically, they do, but they don't. They're still 3-9. But, I mean, you know, they went to Carolina
with Dallas losing last night.
They went to Carolina, yeah. But they went to Carolina and won.
Washington could win that division.
Beat Detroit. Washington, man, they seem a little rejuvenated. Now, if they pound the football against the Packers and they play mistake-free, they could hang in there with Green Bay. I think it's going to be a close game, closer than the 13-point spread.
Yeah, but they're no good.
Well, no.
You know what we're going to do a little later is go through their roster and try to figure out who's on this team, because who do people know that are on this team? Adrian Peterson? I mean,
who's basically playing out his career right now.
I mean, the defense is a bunch of no-namers, and they're not very good.
No.
Chris Odom. Chris Odom was a guy who the Packers had on the roster two or three years ago.
I think it was 2 years ago, two or three, yeah.
Didn't do anything, was barely ever active. Couldn't make it ahead of our terrific defense at the time with guys like, you know, Nick Perry and Clay Matthews. And then Packers let him go. He pops up the other day, and he's got two sacks, and he's the best player on their defense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more of a – that's less of a testament to Chris Odom is more of a there's just nobody on that Washington defense.
I just think just don't go out there like the Packers did against Arizona last year and roll up the helmets and think you're going to win a game. Yeah, the Packers are the better team. But I think, you know, Carolina found out firsthand if you don't come out and play. Carolina got to the early lead in Washington, and then it was all skins for the most part for the rest of the game. So we don't want that. You don't want to stumble against these guys.
Yeah, well, they've got – I mean, obviously you've got to try, and maybe it'll be closer than the spread indicates. But they are not losing this football game.
Don't take anything for granted.
Come, I know that's a nice thing to say.
I know, but
they are not losing this football game.
No. All I say is, you know, the old man Frames has been around this stuff, and I've seen worse things happen. I don't take anything for granted. I hear what you're saying, but the Packers still got to go out there and forge ahead and win this game. I didn't think there was any way they're going to lose to Arizona last year, too, as bad as things were going at times, and they still did.
It's Chuck and Winkler live at the 13th annual Toy Drive to benefit Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. I think we have some people honking, which would mean we've got some more donations coming. We need some more donations. We need as many as you can get here today because we are just a shade behind what we're hoping for. As of right now, the Cowboys would be in the playoffs at 6-7. As of right now, I would say it's a successful toy drive. We've seen a lot of you. We thank everyone that's come out. But maybe we've got like a 6-7 type record because we are behind where we were a year ago. And we do need you to come out today and make sure that we can do what we're trying to do and get these kids to have toys throughout not just the holiday season, but for birthdays and parties and everything that they do throughout the entire year. So come on by. We do need you. Get on out here. Sixth and Ross and Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek.
You got a player, and especially come in during our show because we want to get credit for it, as we always do. And love to meet your listener. Meet you as well. Hey, there's no more visits this week out in Waukesha. That is done. This is it. This is the final stand. This is our playoff push, and we're looking forward to seeing you here this morning.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. So Packers-Redskins coming up on Sunday, which usually the undercard builds towards the main event. The main event for Wisconsin sports this weekend may be happening tonight. It may be happening tomorrow. You guys certainly don't think it's happening Sunday. We'll talk about a wild weekend coming up in Wisconsin sports. Chuck and Winkler live at the Toy Drive here on The Fan. And we are broadcasting live from that exact location. Sixth and Rawson, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman and Ryan Horvat with us as well back at the studios. And we are taking your donations here live in our mobile Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios out on site. Beautiful Bear Sunrooms again. Our friends at Bear Sunrooms, bearsunrooms.com. If you want to check out maybe the digs, I know you may have seen some pictures on social media, Facebook, Twitter, at 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's a nice situation out here. I know it's a little colder, a little windier, but we're doing okay. You guys just brave the cold when you come here for 2 minutes. Otherwise, you know what? Just pull up in your car. And you'll be able to donate, and we'll come right to you, as we've got plenty of volunteers to help you with that this morning. You can donate cash out here. You can donate toys. You can use your card in the dip jar. Want to say thanks to Tim, who came out here. Apparently, we may be related via our wives, so who knows? It's always good to see extended family, and you're all listeners, extended family of the Chuck and Winkler Show here on The Fan. Chuck, it is a busy weekend for any sports fan. You've got the Bucks tonight against the Clippers. This is a matchup that should not go overlooked. The Bucks are on a 13-game win streak, their longest since the early 70s. The Clippers, of course, we're talking possible NBA Finals matchup between these two teams. You've got the Badgers tomorrow night. I think a lot of people expect the Badgers to get walloped, but hey, you turn on the game and maybe the Badgers score first, and gosh, who knows? And then you've got the Packers on Sunday. So the main event this weekend in Wisconsin sports is what?
Boy, I think they're playing for the championship on Saturday night, the Big Ten championship. To me, that's the main event because they're playing for a chance for big things. Ohio State for a national championship. You know, I think even they lose, they're going to the Final Four of college football. But Wisconsin, if they could beat Ohio State, you know, after losing to them earlier this year, I know the prize is the Rose Bowl, and the Rose Bowl doesn't mean what it once was, and I get that. But I think that is. They're playing for the Big Ten championship, and I still think that's still the Big Ten championship is the second-best conference in college football, and it still means a lot.
This is the first time I think we've ever done a poll where one of the categories has got 0% of the vote. 843 people have voted so far, and you can vote at 105.7 FM The Fan. 50% of you say Badgers versus Ohio State is the main event of Wisconsin sports this weekend. 35% say Bucks Clippers. 16% say Packers Redskins. 0% say other. We got the Admirals this weekend tonight. You got the Milwaukee Wave with their presentation. They won a title.
Badger basketball team taking on Eastern Illinois, I believe.
Yeah, you got some other things. There's some people that commented, hey, Allen says the MASL champions, the Wave, will unveil their banner.
The Blizzard Brawl.
The Blizzard Brawl coming up on Saturday. We'll have some wrestlers here on site, 9:30. Kevin says the actual main event for Wisconsin sports this weekend isn't in Wisconsin. It's Niners-Saints, because that means a lot for the Packers. We need that two seed. So even when the Packers are playing, it may not even be the most attractive game for Packer fans because of some of the other implications that are surrounding the playoffs at this point.
Let's face it, Bart, when we talk sports of this town, the Badgers aren't on the same grounds as the Bucks and the Packers. But I think this weekend, but when you get to the championship round, when you get to the Big Ten championship, when you get to a major bowl, or if you get the Badger basketball team in the Final Four in the college basketball NCAA tournament, you know, that's what catapults them. If this was just a normal, regular game, no. Because, of course, I mean, if you talked about the three teams, that any guy in the street, who can the average sports fan name more players on? It would be the Bucks and the Packers. It wouldn't be the Badgers. But the Badger game is the biggest one of the three.
And it's weird with the Badgers because, you know, you've got all these conference championship games going on this weekend, and some teams are favored pretty heavily, and then they'll just slide right in. Even LSU, I think, is still a touchdown favorite over Georgia. You've got Clemson, who's a 28-point favorite at least, over Virginia. And then this big spread, a couple of touchdowns between Ohio State and Wisconsin. A team like Virginia, you look at that game from afar and you think, well, they're in their championship game, but even if they win the championship, they're just going to a better bowl. And that's kind of where the Badgers are, and that's kind of where the Badgers have been when they've been in this Big Ten championship game. What was their maybe one time they could have actually, if they would have won it, they would have made the college football playoff? I think a couple years ago when they lost to Ohio State 27-21.
Or the Penn State game?
They were sixth in the country.
Because they were unbeaten at that point.
But there were some other teams I remember.
But I think, Bart, if you're unbeaten, because they beat Minnesota, they finished unbeaten regular season 2 years ago. They won the axe at the, you know, they kept the axe up in Minneapolis. And then they went to Indy, and they had the lead on them. If they seal it off, I think they're going to the Final Four. How can you keep an unbeaten Big Ten team out of the Final Four?
I don't know, but there was the year 2 years ago, the Badgers were fourth in the country, and they just needed to win. Ohio State was ranked eighth. Badgers lost that game. There was also a year the Badgers were unranked when they got to the Big Ten championship game because, well, Ohio State and Penn State couldn't play in it with some violations, but then they walloped Nebraska, 70 points they put up that day. But it's, you know, that's maybe why the juice isn't here. Had the Badgers not lost to Illinois, and still lost to Ohio State, this would be the revenge game, but had they not lost to Illinois, then we could be talking about, well, beat Ohio State, and maybe they go in. Do they go in over a team like Oklahoma? Do they go in over a team like Utah? But they lost, and so while it will be a nice reason to get together, and I'm sure you can find a bar that has shots for Badgers touchdowns and stuff like that, and it's, you know, it's something to watch instead of Clemson, Virginia on Saturday night. It just, I think because the implications are not as high as we want them to be, maybe that's where a little juice is lacking.
No, I think Oregon's going to beat Utah to eliminate Utah. I think Oregon's going to win that game.
I like Utah there.
See, I like Oregon. I think Oregon's going to win that game. The rest of the game, and of course, Clemson's going to roll over Virginia. I think there's no doubt there. But Wisconsin, I wish I liked their chances better than the 16.5 or whatever it is, 16.5. But I still think, man, if you're going on Wisconsin, although if you get the first touchdown in the game, you know, Ohio State's got to score four touchdowns to cover that four unanswered touchdowns to cover that spread.
Well, I'd love to see an upset of some kind this weekend because we'll be watching the Pac-12 championship game tonight. We'll be watching all the games tomorrow, and of course, you guys will probably be doing the same. But favorites have been dominating these Power Five championship games as of late. They're 10-0 straight up in the last 2 years, 8-2 against the spread. So typically, you're going to see the favorite win these football games, at least in the Power Five. In the last 5 years, actually, the favorite teams are 17-1 straight up. So really, I mean, you might catch a spread here or there if you get the hook or whatever, but the favorite team is most likely going to win these games. So LSU will most likely win, Clemson will most likely win, Ohio State will most likely win, so on and so forth.
When they played Ohio State, Wisconsin did, and Cardale Jones was starting in that game, the third-string quarterback. And I said, I think Ohio
State. The XFL's Cardale Jones.
Yes, Cardale Jones. That same one. I picked Ohio State to win the game. And I took a beating out here from Wicket, my former partner. He was, and on Twitter and callers, I said Wisconsin was, I thought Ohio State was the better team yet. And Ohio State won 50. It was laughable, 59-0. I hope that same scenario doesn't play out on Saturday night, 59-0. Because that was embarrassing a few years ago. 2014, I think it was.
I think we'd be gracious if it was only 59-0.
Oh.
It could be very tough. You've also got the Bucks tonight, and you've got a 13-game win streak for the Milwaukee Bucks. They will be tested here by the Clippers. As far as I know, everyone should be available to play. Now, this game is not on national TV. The other game between the Bucks and Clippers was. I know some people are upset about that, but from what I hear from you guys anyway, because I usually put a poll up every time the Bucks are on national TV about which broadcast are you watching, most of you watch the Fox Sports Wisconsin broadcast anyway.
Sure, I do.
So they're not on ESPN tonight.
I told you, I don't complain about them
Big
not
deal.
Being on national TV anymore because the Bucks didn't care if I did or not. So Orlando, they play after this. They play Orlando, New Orleans, Memphis, and Cleveland. Look at next week. They could grab, if they get by this game tonight, they could roll it up to 18-game winning streak before Dallas hits here a week from Monday.
Well, this will be the only time that the Clippers do come to Milwaukee this year until maybe late May, early June. So I'd like to see a good playoff-type atmosphere from the crowd. I know a lot of people are looking forward to getting out there tonight, especially with it being a weekend game against a good opponent.
If you just get by these guys, man, you can – I'm not saying you're going to get the record 33-game winning streak, but you can put yourself in some elite category. You win tonight and then take care of business here in the next week and a half with all these home games coming up.
I'd like to see the game tonight. I'd like to see how the Bucks do. I mean, I am somebody who thinks that they should be resting guys more. And sure, Giannis isn't going 40 minutes a game, but I would like to see him be more management via the load situation. But tonight, you know, it's early December. I think the Clippers will be at full strength for the most part. I do want to see where the Bucks measure up at this point. It will be the last time that they face the Clippers this season, as they've already played them out west. You just play those teams twice. So I do want to see it from that intrigue. I would say the main event. Yeah, this might be the main event tonight because the Badgers are going to lose tomorrow. Packers are going to win on Sunday. And so this is the game that's got the most intrigue tonight, Bucks-Clippers.
If you had three sports bars next to each other and all three of these games were on at the same time, what bar do you think would draw the most interest?
Oh, Packers.
Ironically, yeah, even though people would say the Big Ten championship game is the main event of the weekend.
Right, yeah. I mean, the main event, whatever, you can only watch one of these games.
You're watching the Packer
you're
game.
You're still watching the Packer game.
Even though the Badger game is probably more significant.
We are broadcasting live. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Perkins, by the way, they've got your holiday pies ready to go. They bake, you take, and you can tell your friends and family that you made the pie. They've got holiday pies, whether it's the French silk or the classics, the apple, the pumpkin, any of that. You pick up one of your holiday pies at Perkins. Let them take care of that for you. You're going to get an email or a Facebook message or maybe a text. Maybe a text the day of. Oh, yeah, can you bring something to our party tonight? Can you make sure that you come to our party tonight? Oh, and bring something. You don't have time to cook. You don't know what to do. You figure everybody else has brought a cheese tray already. Go to Perkins, get one of these holiday pies. You can just pick it up and get out of the store, or you can go eat there and then pick one up afterwards. They're available for you. Any Perkins location, they will have those on the ready. Check those out at Perkins. Today also, the Friday Fish Fry, so you can get some good food today at Perkins after 11 o'clock. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We've had a lot of conversations over the last few years about, you know, where is Rodgers? Is he elite? Is he just average? One guy making a lot of waves yesterday saying that Aaron Rodgers is an average quarterback, but he's got the stats to prove it. We'll tell you that coming up next. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, here on The Fan.
Sports Flash. We're listening to Chuck and Winkler, broadcasting live from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, on The Fan.
And we also want to thank our friends at AmeriCash Loans, Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, Prime Cigar in Brookfield, Tabak Law LLC, and many, many more. Annex Wealth Management, some of their staff coming out yesterday to help us in Waukesha. We had a lot of great donations there in Waukesha. But today, it is all about the Oak Creek location, and it is the final day of our toy drive. We're here until 6 p.m. The station is tonight, the Bill Michaels Show, the Wendy's Big Show. We'll be here, Chuck and myself, until 10 o'clock. You can come by. Zora Stevenson will be here at 8 o'clock. Bucks sideline reporter, Fox Sports Wisconsin. You'll be able to meet her. We'll have some wrestlers out here with Dave Hero to get ready for Blizzard Brawl at 9:30, as we always do on the Friday of the Toy Drive. So please do come on out. Jose from South Milwaukee dropping off a $50 donation. So big ups to Jose for doing that this morning. DHustle15 tweeting us as he came through already. Says, thanks for all your work, guys. Looking good in the Santa getup today, Barty. Well, I've got a Santa hat on. I do have a red jacket on, but it's a vintage old Milwaukee jacket.
But from afar, it looks like you have the Santa Claus outfit on from the waist up, from afar.
And I also have the gut to portray Santa.
You know,
Claus.
You told me something interesting yesterday. Should we talk about that when we were tweeting back and forth? No, we're not tweeting back, but we're messaging back and forth. And you were commenting about me going to fight with somebody on Twitter yesterday.
Sure.
And then I said, and you told me, well, I'm right in the middle of shopping. I'm buying a new shirt.
Yeah, I have a baptism this weekend, and all of my dress clothes are now a size too small, so I needed to buy a larger shirt for the weekend.
Oh, so you bought it for just the weekend?
Well, and I'll probably wear it at Christmas.
But shouldn't that be
motivation? I'll probably wear it at New Year's.
But if you got to go buy new clothes, that go the other way, and you can fit in your old clothes again.
I don't know. Let's see. I'm up a size, so I could either go back down to my size and let my entire closet fit again, or I could just be lazy and just buy new clothes and go into debt. I'll probably use that.
See, I got two sets. I got one set of my closet where I got skinny Chuck, normal Chuck, and then I set aside one part of the closet where I got fat clothes. Mm. You have the fat clothes on the days that you might gain a few pounds. You wear those. But when all else fails, wear sweats.
Well, that's what I normally do.
Wear sweats because look the same as sweats no matter how big or how small you are.
And I just started my fat closet yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
But I did get a deal on the shirt, so I'm very excited about that. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Aaron Rodgers, is he elite? Is he top five? Is he whatever? According to this tweet, and this tweet made the rounds. Who's it from? I don't know. Some dude that's a producer on one of these flip-floppy debate shows. But doesn't matter. Here are the stats. I'm going to give you on one column the average quarterback stats since 2017. Mm-hmm. Of all the stats of quarterbacks, what the average is. And then I'm going to tell you what Rodgers' stat was in that same category since 2017. So, yards per attempt from the average QB since 2017... 7.4 yards for Aaron Rodgers since 2017, 7.4 yards. Yards per dropback, 6.6 yards for the average quarterback. Rodgers, 6.4. The average quarterback since 2017 has had 11.5 yards per completion. Aaron Rodgers, 11.6 yards. The average quarterback since 2017 has had 36% first downs per attempt. Aaron Rodgers, 34% first downs per attempt. And the average quarterback since 2017 has had a 57.9 QBR. Aaron Rodgers, a 58.9 QBR. Again, QBR is a stat. It's not quarterback rating. It's ESPN's rating. I don't like it. I would rather go with the traditional rating. So this is an ESPN-driven stat. Also, these stats are kind of selective. His point is to pick out five stats to say that Aaron Rodgers is an average quarterback and then to get people to retweet him and talk about him. But if you look at Aaron Rodgers since 2017, he's been hurt for a couple of those years. We can put this to bed right now. Aaron Rodgers is not an average quarterback. An average quarterback is Mitch Trubisky, who you saw last night, who when the pressure's on him is no good. But when defenses will give him the opportunity to exploit them, a.k.a. playing poorly, well, Mitch Trubisky can score on you. Mitch Trubisky is an average quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is still a top-five quarterback in this league.
Without a doubt. And like you said, he's this guy who put this out there as being selective. I notice on there he doesn't have interceptions per attempt on there because Aaron would be way lower, his interceptions per attempt. You know, how many interceptions for how many attempts, the ratio there. He'd be one of the best maybe in NFL history. I don't see that guy having that on. And you know what? How many big plays that Aaron makes? You know, I mean, I think sometimes we get into these numbers and we don't look at the eye test. Even like we pick out an MVP, I've told you this before. You know, back to when Christian Yelich, should he be MVP or not? Well, we see Christian Yelich play every day. We know the big moments. I think sometimes big moments don't get included into an MVP category. And I think with Aaron comes up with so many big moments and big plays for a team. That's not included in these numbers.
Top of your head, who would you rather have than Aaron Rodgers to win a game for you? Lamar Jackson? You got to win one game tomorrow. Who do you have?
Boy, Lamar is so good. I love the way he's turned. I'd still take Aaron because Aaron has been in the postseason before and been in the NFC Championship games and has been in the Super Bowl. So in the postseason, of course, if you were to choose one guy for the future of your team, you'd take Lamar Jackson, but I mean, I would still take Aaron Rodgers.
If I need to win a game tomorrow, I'm taking Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Over Rodgers. I'll take Russell Wilson over Rodgers if I need to win a game tomorrow.
Russell Wilson. He's been in big moments. Yeah. Russell, even before this season and previous season, just with Russell Wilson, man, that guy rarely makes any mistakes and has bad moments.
If I need to win a game tomorrow, I'm taking Rodgers over Brady. I know that Brady, you know, you can never count him out, but I'd rather have Rodgers than Brady. You know, I mean, if Rodgers was on the Patriots the last 20 years, he'd have 10 Super Bowls.
2 years ago, I would have disagreed with you on that, but just watching Brady play this year, he's definitely on the downside.
I'm taking Rodgers over Mahomes to win a game tomorrow.
Yep.
If I need to win a game tomorrow, I know Mahomes is, you know, sexy and fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Rodgers over Mahomes still.
Okay. Yeah, I would.
Deshaun Watson, I'm still going to take Rodgers over Deshaun.
Sure.
That's about.
And of course, you
Drew Brees. I'm going to take Rodgers over Brees.
I'd take Rodgers over Brees too, and I'd take Rodgers, of course, over Rivers. Rodgers over Dak Prescott. I would take Rodgers over all these guys.
So if I need to win a game tomorrow, I'm going to take Russell Wilson, and then if he's not available, I'll take Lamar Jackson, and then if he's not available, I'll take Aaron Rodgers.
And of course, if you want to say the other way, if you want to say you're starting a franchise tomorrow, who would you want? Of course, Aaron would be at the bottom of that list because of his age and where he is at in his career.
But you want to talk average quarterback, like Matt Ryan's an average quarterback. Mitch Trubisky is an average quarterback. Jared Goff's making a ton of money, but he is an average quarterback. These guys, Carson Wentz is playing like an average quarterback.
I think Ryan is better than that, though. I think Matt Ryan, he has shown flashes. He's not in the same category as Trubisky. He's not in the same category as some of those other guys. I think Matt Ryan is a better quarterback than that.
So, point of the matter is Aaron Rodgers is far from average. We're hoping that our toy drive can be far from average. Getting some donations out here. I think we still, it's early in the Friday morning. We may have more volunteers standing around than we do toys here so far delivered. Some good cash donations, but we've got to have a really good day here. today, whether you come out during Bill's show or the Wendy's Big Show, or hopefully because we want to see you too, we need to have a nice big push if we are going to get the totals that we are trying to get from last year. And we like to beat last year's totals because we see the impact that these toys have. We see the smiles on the kids' faces. When Chuck and I were going to an event next week, we're going to hand some of them out, and then all these kids that are in the hospital, they'll get presents, and you know, when they have a birthday, these are the toys that go for them. So the last thing we want to do is show up with not enough toys for these kids that come in and out, and some of these kids have still been in there since last Christmas, so we've got to make sure that we can help these guys out. So please, 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 we do one charity drive a year. This is it. We've been doing it for 13 years. This is what matters to us, everybody at the Fan. We've got a lot of guys who have, you know, through their own families, have needed the Children's Hospital. If not, we've got a friend or a friend of a friend who's needed the Children's Hospital. We need you guys to help out today, and this is the final day for it, so please do come on down. 6th and Rawson, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek.
My youngest son has used Children's of Wisconsin several years ago when he was a baby, and everything fortunately turned out to be good in that area. And you know, I mean, several other relatives and all that have used Children's Wisconsin. So, yeah, let's come on out here, and preferably we'd love to see you during our time, right between 6 and 10. Drive up right in front of our studios. We're right in front of the bin here, and we have people who are going to help out this morning. And then just we'd love to take pictures with you, your donation, selfies, ussies, whatever you want. We're here to help.
So it is a very charitable day. And we're trying to be as positive as possible, but we need to talk some crap about Wayne Larrivee.
Our guy?
Yeah.
He's probably listening right now.
I know, but Wayne did something last night that...
Wayno?
Wayno did something last night that he should not have done.
But didn't even broadcast a game, did he?
No, but he said something about those Chicago Bears.
Uh-oh.
That we have an issue with. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins. We'll have that for you and much, much more here at the 13th annual toy drive to benefit Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. It's the 13th annual WSSP toy drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services presented by Annex Wealth Management, Bayview Shade and Blind. It's all this week, but this is the end of the week. So this is the final day. We need you to come out here. Our thanks to Derek, who came out with a donation from Oconomowoc. So we want to thank Derek for that. And we need more people like that. We need more people to come on by and give a donation. Derek's kind of in the sports rehabilitation business. I think you and him can get together and maybe help Giannis with those free throws.
Yeah, he said he reached out to Travis Shaw to help him turn his love around a little bit. And, you know, I think Giannis, maybe there's something there. I could definitely help Giannis out at the free throw line. I'm the shot doctor.
But not with the threes. He's nailing those.
Well, I can still help him out in that area.
Taking deep ones.
Yeah, he is taking deep ones, but he's not there yet. Yeah, he's not. He's not Lopez. Although Lopez's 3-point game has dipped off a little bit this year. Giannis. I think at the free throw line, that's the most important. Is Giannis being able to nail those throws, especially in crunch time, because he's throwing points away, just throwing points away. Splitting his free throws.
So, again, thanks to Derek. You can check out what he does, live-resilient.org. And come on down here, your business. I mean, we'll give you – we're not shy about shout-outs.
No, that's what we do. That's what – if you want – you know, people always say to me, oh, can you put my name on the radio? Can you do this? Now, this is the week to do it.
Gee,
and today's
yeah.
to do it.
Gee, you know, I can do your job. You know what? Come on by and donate. Just – that's fine. Do my job today. We've got two of these sunrooms. I'll go sit in the other one, have some coffee, have some muffins.
Have some Perkins.
Yeah, and you guys can you donate enough money, you can host the show. Change the name of the show. Just, you know what? Donate enough money, take my job. I don't care. I've had a good run.
Yeah, for 3 years you've been here.
Well, what more takes can I have? You guys know where I stand.
What do I
do? I think
do?
The Bucks are going to win the finals. I think the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl.
Harvey, though.
And the Brewers are never going to win more than 70 games again.
What are we doing to get your job?
You need to donate $4,000.
Harvey, you can have a big weekend here.
All right,
championship games.
Let's go, Badgers.
You still getting heat online for thinking the Badgers are not a good football team?
Nope. I said, not only am I a believer, but Badger Nation joined me in taking them on the money line. We don't need the 16.5 points. We're winning, damn it.
What's the money? What's the money line like? Plus 500, 600?
Plus 550. Last I saw.
Plus 550. Okay.
I came up with a blueprint where the Badgers could actually keep this game close. And I know we're talking Packers football, but if you don't let Ohio State get a 14-17-0 lead on you, then you have a shot at actually staying close with Ohio State. Every win they have this year, they're just jumping on teams 21-0 right away. You have to run the ball with Jonathan Taylor. Last time
Miami
played
of Ohio had a 5-0 lead on them.
That's what I'm saying, man. Jonathan Taylor in the last match, 50 yards rushing. That can't happen. JT
here's
has
one
to
thing.
Have a big day.
Here's another thing that's working against Ohio State. You know, their back end of their schedule here. Last 3 weeks, they've played some tough teams. 2 weeks ago, they played Penn State, and the Nittany Lions gave them a battle in the second half after getting down early. Michigan, they rolled by Michigan, but that was an emotional game, like Ohio State, Michigan always is. And this one. So they've had three big games they've had to prepare for. We'll see what their rest is like coming into this one.
We'll talk more Badgers football. Ben Wergel will join us 7:35 here this morning. We will talk to him. Do you want to take your Packer predictions? How are you feeling about the Packers on Sunday? Because I think most of us are, you know, looking forward to some of the other events this weekend, or even looking ahead to next week's game against the Bears after they win yesterday. Wayne Larrivee, voice of the Packers, tweeting last night, here's my concern. It looks like it is clicking in for Mitchell Trubisky, and that is not a good thing for the rest of the NFC North.
Well, Trubisky's playing better. He's not too far off in
he
that.
Played well against a defense that allowed him to
they've
play
won
well.
Four, but they've won four of their last five games.
I'm not looking at the Bears as a threat.
I'm not saying Trubisky is Tom Brady back there by any means, or Lamar Jackson.
Bears fans win that game last night. They weren't elated. They weren't relieved. They were surprised. They won that game.
Well,
so I am not fearful of them a week from Sunday.
They've won four of the last five. They're playing much better than a lot of people thought, okay? Because when they went on that little skid in the mid part of the season, people thought that they were finished. We thought this game against Green Bay coming up a week from Sunday was going to be a nothing game. But now it's going to have some significance. Yeah, he's playing better. No, I agree with Waino. Waino, Larrivee's right. Trubisky is playing better. Is he playing at an elite status? Boy, three touchdowns. He ran for one last night. Hey, that's a lot better than a lot of people in people in Chicago are throwing him off the bus. They want him out of Chicago. No, I'm sure it's a love fest once again.
Well, we're going to be hanging with some of those people from Chicago. We're going to meet up at Brat Bowl 1 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's going to be our station, The Fan, and then our sister station, 670 The Score, down in Chicago. All of our shows will be broadcasting live there at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. This is a week from today. You can come by, see us, hang out, win prizes, much, much more. It's all presented by Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event, which is going on now through January 2nd. We'll see you at the Brat Stop next Friday, December 13th. The entire Fan team will be there live. So we'll be out live again next Friday. We're live again today. We need you today. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. There's no more tomorrow. There's no more later in the week. Oh, I know. I love what these guys are doing. You tweet us, thanks for doing this toy drive for children's. We need to see it. There's no more putting it off. We need to see you today. We need to fill up the truck. Last year, I think we had a truck. We had almost two trucks full. I don't see that second truck here yet for toys. We need more donations. We do cash donations. You can do the dip jar with the credit card. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is open in about 95 seconds, so their toy line will be open here if you want to pick one up there. Come on by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek for our 13th annual toy drive.
You and I will be here till 10, and the rest of the boys on the day will be here until 6, and after 6, the shop is closed up and no more donating. So by all means, they'll stop here on the way to work today, dropping the kids off from school. Right off the freeway. Right off the freeway, go eastbound on the Rawson exit, and you'll see us right here. We're broadcasting a tent right in front of Blaine's, right in the parking lot.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Big weekend in Wisconsin sports. Most of us, I think, are thinking that the Packers should have an easy time against Washington. But where could Washington maybe pick apart the Packers? And who exactly is on this team? We want to know how you're feeling about your Green Bay Packers this weekend. How are you feeling about your Packers now? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Chuck and Winkler, more from the Toy Drive next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.